A year ago this week, standing here with many of you, I instructed the Attorney General to write a regulation that would rein in the proliferation of ghost guns because I was having trouble getting anything passed in the Congress. But I used what we call regulatory authority. A year later, we're here, we keep that promise. The gun lobby tried to tie up the regulators and paperwork for a long, long time. The NRA called this rule I'm about to announce extreme. Extreme. But let me ask you, is it extreme to protect police officers, extreme to protect our children, extreme to keep guns out of the hands of people who couldn't even pass a background check? Look, the idea that someone on the terrorist list could purchase one of these guns is extreme. It isn't extreme, just basic common sense. You know, if you buy a couch, you have to assemble, it's still a couch. If you order a package like this one over here, that includes the parts you need, the direction of assembling a functioning firearm, you bought a gun. Take a look. Take a look at this. It comes in this package. You can see the picture down here, maybe. This is the gun. It's not hard to put together. Little drill, hand drill at home. Doesn't take very long. Anyone can order it in the mail. Anyone. Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns. When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. Harder to find and prove who used them. I mean, you can't connect the gun to the shooter and hold them accountable. In fact, the ATF reports that they've been able to trace less than 1% of ghost guns reported by law enforcement. So it makes sense that police across the country are increasingly finding ghost guns at crime scenes. And by the way, ghost guns can be, quote, rifles, essentially assault weapons as well. This is just one version of the kit you can buy. Last year alone, law enforcement reported approximately 20,000 suspected ghost guns to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. That's a tenfold increase in these ghost guns from 2016. Tenfold in 5 years. These guns are weapons of choice for many criminals. We're going to do everything we can to deprive them of that choice. And when we find them, put them in jail for a long, long time. Law enforcement is sounding the alarm. Our communities are paying the price, and we're acting. Today, the United States Department of Justice is making it illegal for a business to manufacture one of these kits without a serial number. Illegal.